Welcome to the Town of Orchard Park Planning Board's regularly scheduled July meeting. There are two things that I must call to your attention. First, should the fire alarm sound, if you leave or go to any of the doorways marked exit and leave via that doorway, you will see another illuminated sign indicating exit, and if you follow that sign, it will take you outside the building and to safety. Should the fire alarm sound. In terms of ethics, it should be known that if anyone appearing before the board has a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make that relationship known under state law and the Town Code of Ethics. Routine items, in addition to the agenda, would be to indicate that due to Mr. Hefner's absence, Dave and Malarski are alternate as a voting member. And as we tie up this portion of the meeting, we must approve our minutes for June. Is there a motion to waive reading the June minutes as everyone has received a copy?
Mr. Chairman, I move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Motion to waive the reading of the minutes. Is there a second?
Second, sir.
Motion and second to waive the reading of the minutes. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried. Are there any additions, corrections, or other adjustments to the minutes to assure their accuracy? There being none suggested, is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the minutes as presented. In favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion is carried. Our first business item tonight is a public hearing for Planning Board File 1518, a proposal titled Old Transit Road with a sponsor by NextGen Development and its proposed 26-lot subdivision on approximately 25 acres located on the west side of Old Transit, north of Mile Strip, Zone R2. We have a procedure for public hearings. I don't know if there were copies available, but I will quickly go through that. Public hearings will begin with a project applicant's presentation lasting no longer than 4 minutes, which our council will time. The applicant's presentation will be followed by a question period from planning board members, which will not be limited by time. Subsequent to the project presentation and board discussion, public input period will be declared open by the chair, and interested persons present will be invited to speak. Persons wishing to speak for the project will be asked to speak first, then persons wishing to speak in opposition. For anyone attending with an interest in the project, the public hearing falls into speaking for and against. If someone has a question, you would need to do it under one of those two categories, that there is no specific question period. Each person who wishes to speak will be allowed to speak only once, and will have 4 minutes to present their thoughts. The board council, again, shall be the official timekeeper for both the petitioner and person speaking on the project. The three times called for and against will be made only once, and not after each person speaks So if after the first line of people speak, there are only two additional calls, four speakers, not three. By motion, second, and vote of the board, it will either close or adjourn the public hearing. After that, the board may choose to recall the petitioner for further information. The board may then choose to continue and act on the proposal by motion and second, or vote to approve, disapprove, or table. So those are basically the guidelines. Copies, should you wish them, would be available through the planning office. With that in mind, is there a motion to open the public hearing for this project?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second to open the public hearing. Who is here representing the petitioner?
I'm going to vote.
Those in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Sir.
Good evening. My name is Peter Sorge from the law firm of Hopkins, Sorge & McCarthy. We are the project attorneys. And this is, I know his name, but he should say it himself.
Pat Sheedy from Carmina Wood Design.
We were last before you summer 3 years ago. So 2019 in the summer. Obviously, a lot has changed since summer of 2019. We were before you two times that summer. We came in with a plan. The first time was just for a pre-application conceptual plan review, and there was two concerns that were cited. One was the cul-de-sac was something that wasn't favored, and we were asked to put in a T in lieu of a cul-de-sac, which we did, and the next time we came back. And we also discussed the idea of doing testing throughout the site because of the former Nike-based location. In August of 2019, we came back with the T design, and we moved forward from there, and it was kind of the concept plan. I know you use the word approved, but it was, you know, we were told to move forward from there. Since then, obviously, there's some delay because of the pandemic, but since then, we've been working on the preliminary plat as well as the testing, which we submitted in concurrence with what the engineering department wanted in terms of where to do the testing. The testing did not find anything of any negative impact. And so we are here today on the preliminary plat. Nothing to add there. So, yes, you've seen the project before. It's a 26-lot subdivision. It's right past Kenoki Farms, an extension of that, and it is zoned properly, and we are here seeking approval or to see if there's any issues we need to address.
Sure. I would point out that for two projects adjacent to this site and for two prior applications for use of this site, the board has required that there be one soil test per proposed lot, and that information was to be communicated to our engineering department for verification. I will ask Mr. Ostrander to give us a quick summary as to the status of that.
That source report was submitted, and subsequently we required a larger drawing, so it would be more legible to confirm that they did grab samples per every sublot proposed under the present plan. So they have tested each potential sublot.
Excellent. And you're comfortable that that's been done?
That's been done, yeah.
I would also mention that for the prior projects and for the prior proposals for this project, that the board has required an independent environmental consultant to review the results of the testing to assure that it is within margins of safety given the history of the site. So I would ask other board members if they have any questions before we open the public input period.
I do have a question, only because I'm unfamiliar with your development company. Can you tell me where else you have developed properties and large subdivisions such as this?
Sure. NextGen, the main principal of that is Jim Milks from Tuckle Construction. So he owns a construction company that does a lot of construction in terms of municipal work as well as residential work. They completed a 8-unit townhome development in the village of East Aurora recently, about 2 years ago, which actually was on the, there was a burned out bus garage there. If you think of where the Barber is across the street, that neighborhood that way. And there was contaminants there. They cleaned, remediated it, and put a 8-unit project there. And then they just recently, in the past 6 months, had a residential subdivision approved on Reserve Road. That's fully approved, has not started the construction yet.
What was that?
Reserve Road in the town of West Seneca.
Okay.
So those are the last two, Hamlin Avenue and Reserve Road in West Seneca.
At this point, we will look for public input and for initially anyone who would like to speak for the project. And we will ask each person who may come to please tell the taped and written record their name and their address or business. So, is there anyone who would like to speak for this project? Must do that either speaking for or against. But, so you can do that now if you'd like.
No.
So this is not an issue.
Okay. If they want to say, I support the project. You can build a question into support. So your choice would be to either say, I support the project because, or I oppose the project because I have a concern, but you can't come up specifically to ask. Okay. For a second call, is there anyone who would like to speak for the project? For a third and final call, is there anyone who would like to speak for the project? For opposition, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the project?
My name is Mitchell Wheeler. I live at 7900 Mile Strip, so it's right on the south side of the project. I don't really want a development going up right bordering on my property. And then I do have a question regarding what's going to happen with the water tower at that southern tip. I have some concerns because if the water tower is being taken down, there's no way they're going to be able to do that through the easement. They're going to be on my property, destroying sight lines, etc. So, is there any information available about that? I know you said no questions, but...
As the project develops, there will be more information. And is there anyone else who would like to speak to the project?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My name is George Wein. I sat in front of this board 4 years ago, and the board denied me one building lot. At 3508 Transit Road, because of the traffic issue. So
sir,
I was...
Before you continue, would you please give your address?
Pardon?
Would you give your address?
Would you explain your objection?
No, the address...
Address.
I live at 580 Willardshire Road, Orchard Park.
Thank you.
I own the home at 3508 Transit Road. There was an approved building lot there. One. And the town board here voted it down because it was a traffic issue. I had no problem with that. The problem I had was nobody addressed the issue on our board. My wife and I went to the state of New York and got a traffic light going in there. Not anybody here in this room did, because of how many people have either been killed or injured up there because of the traffic. So you're going to say 25 building lots can go up there, and that's okay. But the little guy here asked for one, and he can't have it. So I think that's pretty well a bad judgment call in the town of Orchard Park, letting somebody have 25, and I can't have one. Number two, we have a sewer issue up there. And I'm sure you hear the complaint all the time from all the residents around there that there's a sewer problem, that it stinks. I don't smell it. They say they smell it. That's one of the other issues. So how is it fair that I am treated any going to be any different than these folks behind me putting in a subdevelopment with 25 homes coming out of there? So that is part of my issue. The other issue is the water problem in a retention pond. Are they going to put a retention pond? Because somewhere that water's got to go. And I know the people down on Willardshire Road are getting hammered with all the water that are coming through there. It doesn't affect me, but it affects my neighbors. So I don't know if you're up to all the information. You have the people on the other side of the street, which are the town of Elma, been notified of this situation, of this piece of property going to be developed with 25 homes. So, in closing, I'd like to know why I'm going to be treated any different than the folks behind me with 25 to 1. I think it was a very unfair thing that was done to me. And you don't want to know the best part? The town, when I went to them, I asked them these questions. My attorney went to him and asked him when I was purchasing the property if it was a preferable building lot, that if it met all the requirements. They said, yes, it was. Thank you. The next, I had the surveyor go. I said, before we move forward, let's make sure. Yes, it is. I had the real estate agent go. He went to the town board, town of Elma, Orchard Park. They said it was okay. It was a building lot. So I made sure I went, and I talked to some certain people there.
30 seconds.
And at that point, those people said to me, it was a building lot. So I moved forward. My real estate agent posted the property, and within 30 minutes after that, I got a phone call to remove the sign for sale. So I don't know how we play games, but I don't think it's a fair, I was dealt a fair hand. I really don't care. I think it's great that people are going to build. I think our community needs people.
Time.
That's my closing statement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition?
Forgive me, it's my first time doing this. I'm Denise Valencourt. I live at 3444 Transit Road, four houses north of Miles Strip on the west side. I had a couple of concerns. Traffic, like he said, is absolutely disgustingly crazy in that intersection. We get accidents all the time at the intersection, and that's without the extra 26 homes. And I didn't get a chance to look at the map until out there recently, but I'm assuming the whole Kenoki Farm is going to connect right through to Transit Road. Does anyone know? Is it all going to connect and go to Transit?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. So I was worried about the traffic. Especially with my kids. I can't tell you how many times when my kids bus stop at the house, how many people blow through the red lights. I've already talked to the police department about radar and everything else and maybe possibly a signal, and I just get the runaround with that too. I was wondering about a timeline from start to finish with the development. Kenoki Farms, we've been in that house just over 5 years, and it's been nonstop construction. I hear it through the fields all the time. I just don't know how much longer I'm going to have to listen to construction. Also, the wildlife's already been displaced in all those acres back there. We have fox, pheasants, the coyotes, the deer, tons of small wildlife. And it's just, I'm concerned about them being displaced again with nowhere to go. The water runoff, we have a ton of water where it goes towards Transit Road and down towards Willardshire, like he mentioned. Our basement gets flooded out. We had to get extra drainage tile. We've had to do a lot of stuff. So I'm worried about the elevation. Are they going to be building lower than Miles, you know, where Milestrip Road is? So I have a lot of concerns, and I just didn't know how to go about getting everything addressed. So I'm here to see what answers I can get from all of this. Does anyone have any guidance on where I can get the answers?
Mr. Chairman, let me suggest that the questions be directed either to the building department or the engineering department tomorrow or later on in the week, rather than this contest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak against the project? Sir.
My name is Joe Bella. I live at 279 North Park in Buffalo, but I just bought the property immediately adjacent to the proposed project site, 3432 Transit. I'm planning to build a house there, so I've got some vested interest in this. I also grew up on that street. We moved there when I was a kid in 2001. I'm well aware of the drainage issues along that road going from the Orchard Park site into Elma. I'm also very well aware of the accidents that frequently happen on the Mile Strip and Transit intersection. I like the idea of developing Orchard Park and having more things in town and people living there. I am seriously concerned about having yet another intersection at that part of Transit Road. It's a 55-mile-an-hour road, and we're asking people to slow down to get into a subdivision. Don't think it's a bright idea, and I am seriously concerned about the drainage, both whatever's there already, and then, you know, what's this site going to do to my newly purchased property and eventual house here in a couple of years? I want to make sure that their drainage is going away from existing properties and you know, that Willardshire side of things. So that's really all I want to say. Just want to make sure you're paying attention to that stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? And again, please tell your name to the tape director.
My name is Daniel Valcourt. I live at 3444 Old Transit. I'm just north of the subdivision, right in front of Mr. Bella. I do have concerns, drainage, where the water is going to go. I do get a moat in front of my house, you know, every spring. It's, we've had to stay out there many times to clear up the ditches because they just get backed up. Secondly, water pressure. I've been in touch with the Erie County Water Department numerous times. I don't have enough pressure to have a hose at the back of my house. We just have a very, very low water pressure right there. Adding all these houses, what is the county going to do to increase our water pressure there? It's difficult to, you know, when you want water in your backyard and you got to break a hose all the way in front, and it takes forever. It takes like 15, 20 minutes for the water to start coming out. So adding extra houses, I'm kind of concerned about that. And the wildlife. We have the number of people hitting deers in front of our house. We're going to have more traffic, more displaced wildlife. I mean, there's tons of animals back there. Like every winter we have bald eagles back there. What's going to happen? What's the plan with the wildlife? Is there green space? Is there buffer zones? Those are my concerns.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there having been more than three calls. At this point, the board has to provide some decision on the public hearing and the option.
No, Mr. Chairman, you should entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I will be addressing that.
Okay, correct.
The board has the option to close or to adjourn the public hearing. And in view of some written correspondence and environmental history of the project, I would make a motion that we adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
Got a second. Okay. There's a motion and a second.
Al, can I?
Yes.
Who? John, so if the public hearing is closed, it doesn't start at the 62-day clock for final review?
It does not, and what the chairman is suggesting is that he's not closing the public hearing, he's just adjourning
the journey. Okay.
So again, the time doesn't continue.
So there's a motion and a second to adjourn. How votes the board? In favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The ayes carry it. The public hearing is at this point adjourned. We would invite the developer or his representative to join us again.
We will. Thank you. Oh, right now.
There was apparently some confusion in terms of initially in terms of the engineering portion with the locations and the samples being coded differently, so our engineering person couldn't identify which sample came from which location. That caused a bit of a delay.
Sure.
But I think what we're looking for, as we have with all other projects contiguous, is for an objective, independent consultant to look at the data you've been able to provide and come to some kind of conclusions which are beyond our pay grade in terms of environmental issues.
My notes from your August 2019 meeting indicated that, so we knew that was going to happen. We would just ask that occur as quickly as possible if you're going to do it. I'm just looking right. I wasn't looking at you, Tom. I'm just looking away from Pat.
It would seem we're on the same page, frankly.
Well, we're not thrilled about it, but we acknowledge you told us that in August of 2019. It is what it is, and sure, but let's get to it as our point. So we'll...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The question arises then, is the applicant going to pay for this?
I think we're required to pay for it. I mean, I think we could probably discuss that with you.
Up to a certain percent of the value of the project. So let me get it.
We'd want to.
Between engineering and myself, let's get a figure from an outside environmental expert to look at this and get a cost and make sure it's within, I think, the 2% of the project limit.
That's set forth in the seeker guidelines. We'd like to see the numbers first before we approve. Okay, but that was mentioned in August of 2019 as well, so we're aware. Thank you. So, Remy, I'd work through you to get those numbers?
Yeah, I'll work with Tom. We'll get some numbers.
He wants me to look back over here.
Over there.
I'm not here.
Just in view of the general eagerness to come up with some final conclusions here and take appropriate action, you can be assured that Tom will act as expeditiously as possible. Relative to the project itself, at this point,
I will make a motion. For planning board file 15-18 Old Transit Road, Nexogen, Development 2 LLC, proposed 26 lot subdivision upon plus minus 25 acres BL located on the west side of Old Transit Road, north of Michael Road, zoned R2. I would move to table action on this item.
Second.
Specifically for the reason the planning board requires a review of the completed soil testing report by an objective independent entity with the cost to be paid by the petitioner. The town will select a consultant and provide a summary to third-party review of the environmental testing and the status of the site.
All right.
Second.
There being a motion with seconding.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Those in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, please, for the record, you adjourn the public hearing. When this comes up again, you're going to have to reopen the public hearing and you can immediately close it. But that's the first steps that you just adjourned.
Understood.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll confirm that the 62-day clock has not started. For the record.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next regular business item is Planning Board File 16-22, 3864 Abbott Road, O'Neill's parking lot. The applicant is requesting Planning Board review for an outside display to allow the market to operate at this site. The board tabled this item at the June 19, 2022 meeting. Is there someone here representing that project? Is there someone here from O'Neill? Is there someone here from O'Neill? Generally, the board requires that a petitioner be present for the board to hear a project. If there is no one here, Mr. O'Neill.
I will contact the petitioner, see if they're still serious about this, and if they're not, we'll close the case file, and if they are, we'll reschedule them at the next meeting.
Okay. We will table pending clarification by the planning coordinator of the intention of the petitioner. If there, I will count that as a motion, and I will ask for a second.
Second.
Thank you. On the question in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. The ayes have it. Table pending clarification as to whether the O'Neill's folks intend to try and move forward with their flea market or not. Our next item is the Woodridge Park Association at 10 Eastman's Drive, and folks are looking for approval of proposed signage. The Zoning Board of Appeals granted an area variance on 621 for the size of the signage itself. And if you could tell the written and taped record who you are, you're with.
Absolutely.
That would be
great. Bernadette Smith, I'm a Woodridge Park Homeowners Association, the Board of Directors President. I live at 80 Hastings Drive. Okay. We had prior approval for the sign, I believe, when we came to the June meeting. And we were, the sign engineer designer. He received a notice to appear here today, Rocco Santoro, Santoro Signs, and he is unable to be here, so I'm representing, and I don't know what the next step is. So.
You weren't at this meeting. You were at the zoning board
meeting. I was at the zoning board meeting, yes. Yes, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there are two separate parts.
Okay.
One is the sign itself.
Correct.
Which, as we understand from council, the sign itself receives a variance, but the structure supporting it is something that needs to be reviewed by this board in terms of its size and shape and its location.
Okay.
So I would ask other members of the board to pose what questions they might have.
May I add something?
Yes.
The sign has been redesigned by, we just got new designs, so the structure where the prior design, the sign was 100 or 96 inches long, and each of the posts were supposed to be like 18 inches, which made it 102. We just found this out. The sign now is only from, it was 8 feet, now it's 3 feet, and the posts are still 18 inches, which makes the total design 96 versus, it's smaller.
And then 18 inches on each column?
18 inches on each column. And then 5 feet, and the sign would be 5 feet. Yeah.
Okay, I would ask engineering as a...
Do I?
I don't think in my mind I have a fair picture of, given the fact that it's changed from what we're looking at, number one is, was this the picture that was given to the Zoning Board of Appeals for approval?
That was, and this is the new one that we just got yesterday.
That's what's in front of us.
Well, no, because they went, it's the sign is the same size, right?
The sign now is 5 feet versus 8 feet that I believe is on there.
Okay.
Is
how
that
many
correct?
Square feet is it then? No.
Yeah. I'm going to hide that sign.
This picture here indicates that the sign's 5 feet. So if you're saying that the sign, the newest version is 5 feet,
yes.
What we're looking at is also 5 feet.
Oh, is it?
So
okay.
I think we're on the same
okay.
page.
Okay.
So you're talking like,
I'm talking total.
60 wide, yeah. 18 inch columns on either side.
Okay. Then you have
yep.
the new picture. Okay, perfect.
So, Dave, I think what we're looking at is what we're talking about. Okay.
Thank you. Any suggestions or thoughts on that?
I'm not for the course, so I'm not the sea board and allowable for a sign. I can design a road for you or a bridge. I don't know off the top of my head. I don't have the book to look it up.
Counselor, does your expertise spill over into?
I would think that this is a matter that should be tabled until your expert can come in and make the presentation.
I would give my opinion.
Okay.
Being a board member, it's number one, having sat on the Zoning Board of Appeals for many, many years,
okay.
and also acted as chairman, I was quite surprised at the fact that they gave you a 50% variance in terms of signs, because you do try to keep conforming sign throughout Orchard Park. And of course, we always run into the point where every developer usually comes in with something that's huge, and we work with them to reduce the sign
okay.
because it's really not necessary for the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm worried about is, given the fact that it is 50% bigger, the sign itself, is that then you add columns and you're really creating what I think is an overdone sign for the entrance to it. And I think, although here it looks aesthetically beautiful, I personally would like to see a smaller design of the sign
okay.
so that it's more... we work with everything from automobile dealers in Orchard Park to the different developments and all that. Like I said, what we like to do is make sure you have the opportunity for an aesthetically pleasing sign. However, we like to minimize it as much as possible. A lot of different issues which impacted everything from line of sight for cars
mm-hmm.
going in and out. I had no idea where this is going to be positioned, but normally we look at stuff like that. But I'm a little concerned over the size of this and the fact that along with them granting you that, they really didn't have anything to say about what the sign was going to be held in. And now we're adding on additional this way and with the base that way.
Okay.
So personally, I'd like to see that. An additional redesign to make it smaller.
Okay.
And I think two things, certainly, this whole issue of line of sight that Mr. Kaiser raised is important. And we have had instances where folks who design signs have actually located them partially on the town right of way. And so we would want to make sure that this is,
okay. Sure.
Not on the right of way, not on town property or public property. And again, there would be no, as Mr. Kaiser pointed out, that it wouldn't make it hard for someone to see traffic.
Sure, fair enough.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the table, and that would give everybody an opportunity to bring in what they need and what we have here, and then we can have a shot at knowing what we're talking about.
I will second that.
Thank you.
Motion second on the floor. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. There being only aye, we wish you good luck with your side.
Thank
you. Just need a little more information.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see you again.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Sure.
My agenda for a moment. Our next item is the Excelsior Orthopedics at 260 Redtail. It's Planning Board File 622. And you folks are looking to construct a 10,000 square foot addition to your existing building and expand your parking lot. Tell us a little bit about it again.
Sure.
Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Pat Sheedy from Camino Design, the project engineer. Yes, we're proposing an additional parking area for the existing medical building on site currently. We're proposing 50 additional spaces to accessorize the 10,000 square foot building addition. Just for context, too, the plan from the owner is to construct the parking addition first, and then the building addition subsequent to that. We have received engineering and conservation board approval, and we are here seeking site plan recommendation approval to the town board tonight. I'm happy to answer any questions.
I would ask board members if there are any questions, and then can you point out some things on your site, like your setbacks?
Sure. So the dashed lines along here, this is the 5-foot parking setback, which we meet for this parking area right here, and then this is the 10-foot building setback here, which we're at least 20.69 feet from the adjacent property limit.
And what's your setback from the road?
The setback from the road would be the existing building, so that's 162 feet.
So there would be no road?
No, there's no encroachment towards, Redtail.
With the addition of, you said 45 new parking spots?
50 total.
50 total?
Yeah.
I guess I will ask this, and I can't tell what I think I see there, but I'll ask the engineer, as far as water runoff and all that.
This site was previously approved for Buffalo GI back in 2010 with phasing. First phase was a building as it's there now, and the parking spaces. Phase two included the future parking spaces, which this gentleman just pointed out, is those 45 spaces and the addition on the building. So there was a change of engineer of record and change of ownership and clientele, so to speak. That's why they're back here today.
Okay. So you're saying the project has it approved, but under a different...
Right. It was apples and apples. They proposed, the last engineer, put the addition closer to Redtail, the road to the neck. Now they're proposing lines. We put the addition back in the building. And don't do a second building with a little breezeway, just connect it up. And still have the additional parking spaces shown.
Okay. I just want to make sure if you can review this in terms of runoff and all that, you know, we put down more asphalt that we got to worry about. Where's the water?
It was fully designed before. I had Mira Woods redesign it. And it was a blank slate due to design, and they documented the engineer's report and certifies. It's kosher.
Okay. I just want to make sure of that.
For stormwater control and for water quality.
Okay.
Just to clarify that, too. So there is on-site stormwater management for this specific parcel. which ultimately drains into a larger stormwater management area that was designed for this entire development.
Okay.
So it kind of gets detained and treated twice, technically.
Yeah. It's being treated here, that's rebuild retention. This takes care of water reduction and for water quality. You put in a fire retention on site.
Dr. Bennett, any further questions?
No questions.
No questions here. First, David.
No.
No questions, David.
Nothing further.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
That was it.
You've got to read it.
I will.
You've got to read it. It's a long one, but you've got to read it. File 06-2022-260 Redtail Road, located on the west side of Redtail Road, south of Windward Road, Zone I-1, SPL number 152-18-24, Excelsior Road, Phoenix, is seeking planning board recommendation, town board, for a building permit and site plan approval. Construct a 10,000 square foot addition to their existing building and proposed expansion of their parking lot. Town board recommended to planning and conservation boards on 2/16/2022. Conservation board approved landscape plan by 3/22.
That's okay. He'll get it.
How are you? Here we go. So planning board file 622 Excelsior Road, Phoenix, 260 Redtail Road. Regarding planning board file 622, I move to recommend that the town board approve the presented site plan and authorize a building permit to construct a 10,000 square foot addition to their existing building and expansion of their parking lot per the plan received 6/3/22, based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, this is an unlisted seeker action based on the short EAF submitted 2/1/22. Positive declaration?
Negative.
Okay, declaration was made. Number three, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward and towards the site. Number four, no outside storage or display is permitted. Number five, an updated landscape plan received 6/3/22 meets all green space regulations with 36% total green space. Interior green space is 14%. In accordance with section 144-44C1A2, a certified check amounting to 50% of the 24,940 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk, $12,470. Conservation board approval was granted 5/3/2022. Number six, any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Number seven, the applicant is to provide the town of Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial engineer. And number eight, engineering approval was granted 7/14/22.
Second.
A second.
You got 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
It's a theme tonight.
Either or both got it. Is there any, there's a motion, is there any discussion on the question? If there is no discussion on the question, those in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There will be only ayes heard and no nays. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our next item is Insight Real Estate Development, and the project is Planning Board File 5-2021, Park Road, on the west side of Orchard Park Road, south of Route 20, across from the hammocks. And you folks are looking to add to our grocery option.
That's correct.
Begin with saying your shelves will be stocked if you know better. Tell the written tape record who you are and where you're from, and tell us a little bit more about what's changed. We have some thoughts and questions.
Great. Gentlemen, good evening. Thank you for your time tonight. My name is Sean Graham with Insight Real Estate. I'm accompanied by my civil engineer, John Barnier. I understand this project has previously been presented to this board, so I'll gloss over some of the background information. Instead, I would rather focus on the permits and approvals we've received to date, namely being the Architectural Overlay District Board, the Conservation Board, and the Zoning Board of Appeals. In addition to these board approvals, we've received our SHPO permit, DOT approval, Erie County Water Authority approval, Erie County Department of Sewer Management approval, our U.S. Army Corps permit, and our issued FEMA CLOMER. I understand the last time this project was presented, traffic was a major concern. To resolve that concern, with the coordination of Mr. Ramey Orfeo, third-party review of our traffic impact study was conducted by Greenman Peterson Incorporated, or GPI. GPI issued a comment letter. We responded to those comments, ultimately resulting in a GPI approval letter. The main takeaways from that letter are, one, they agree with our traffic calculations, and in some cases even found them to be conservative. Two, the proposed development will not have any significant impact to existing traffic conditions. And three, capacity improvements cannot be reasonably made by the developer. Lastly, I would like to speak to the quality of fill we're going to be bringing into the site. I want to assure the board that we're absolutely going to be bringing in environmentally clean, contaminant-free soil. Our earthwork contractor is Zolad's Construction, who I've been informed the town is familiar with. In addition, the Zolad's Construction is very familiar with town standards. So in addition to selecting a reputable contractor, I prepared a imported fill quality statement, essentially assuring the town that any imported fill shall also meet the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation standards. This statement was provided to planning department staff and also incorporated as an exhibit in our general contractor contract. So with that being said, I'll turn it back to the board to answer any remaining questions. Thank you.
Okay. Can you describe in brief the kind of analysis you've made about the impact? You've mentioned traffic. Impact on any other kind of water downstream? Does that have any relationship to what you think you're doing there?
Sorry, are you talking about stormwater management?
Yeah.
John, you want to handle that?
I'm going to refer to Mr. Ostrander if he has any questions specific to the engineering design on it.
Right. The site has been designed to the town standards for stormwater management, not only for stormwater management, for water reduction and water quality for the site itself. In addition, the gentleman already indicated that you've got Army Corps approval in its OMAR, and that is for impact and work adjacent to the flood plain. All time was studied, and what they're proposing in their development is a less of an impact than the study itself. So they're better, a betterment of the study. So it'll be less of an impact that was studied in the report, which concluded minimal impact.
I'm asking you how carefully you have taken a look at the impact that may result from two really primary things. Traffic is one, and downtown impact. So how, just talk about what kind of influence you think the project will have in those two arenas.
I can speak on behalf of the stormwater design on site.
Great.
Like Mr. Ostrander said, the site was designed in accordance with DEC stormwater design criteria and Town of Orchard Park stormwater design criteria. The roadway design, if that's the concern for additional stormwater runoff.
You've picked a very busy intersection. It's going to be compounded by your project. Now, just imagine for a moment if other things go on the main street, we'll call it, of Orchard Park, and you introduce more traffic. I know it's hard to estimate that amount, but just imagine that on the other end of what we call Buffalo Street, or the other end of town, there are other projects that are going to introduce more traffic. So what's the analysis?
Sure.
And how convincing can you be that you've looked at the analysis of those two arenas just to start with?
Sorry, so just to confirm, when you mentioned downstream impact, you're specifically talking about traffic downstream, correct?
I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about water downstream, and I'm also talking about traffic implications, the analysis that you may have done. How carefully have you followed guidelines from SEACR, for example, to look at what needs to be considered, both from an EAF viewpoint and later? What assurance do you have that the project is going to improve the character of life in the community?
Well, let me start by speaking to traffic implications. As part of this analysis, we were required to analyze the unbuilt condition, so if this project did not move forward, the built condition, so the implications specifically related to our project, and then account for future developments. In order to do that, my traffic consultant planned for several, and I have them here in front of me. There was one multifamily development, I believe, a medical office building, mixed-use commercial strip, Notch Farm Estates, and then another mixed-use development. So all this was accounted for, and then was subject to both DOT review and then that third-party review, the Green and Peterson Incorporated.
Do you think you have a good understanding of the kind of development that our board expects to see in the next 6 months or year of development that will impact entry into that highway that's already really jammed up? So how do you give us a good estimate of the assurance that we're going to need that your impact isn't going to be overwhelming? How much traffic do you expect to do at this site with your project, with your store?
The max I confirmed with my traffic consultant is a peak of 40 to 50 trips per hour. And that is the conservative analysis that does not even include the pass-by trips, which...
I think it is very conservative because already it's a very busy intersection all the way through the community and all the way out the other end.
I'm saying conservative like an overestimate.
I perhaps should add at this point, there was some discussion, there was a conference call with the Department of Transportation in essentially the way the DOT, that this is a state road, and the state sets standards for how many trips per day require can be handled by a single lane. And if the number of projected trips does not move this above the DOT standard for a state road, they do not look to any additional space. But I believe, Tom, you were talking about the DOT adjustments.
The DOT, New York State DOT, is planning some regional not development, but regional improvements of the nearby intersections. They're going to be the intersection of Orchard Park Road, or Buffalo Road, and Miles Strip is going to be widened to put in left-hand only turning lanes, so they'll won't impede through traffic. The timing of the lights, the existing lights at five corners where Nappy's or automotive and Sonic is for that intersection, and the other existing traffic lights on Route 20 is being better timed, so traffic is not backed up while one light is green and the other one is red. They're going to improve the timing of those two signals. And that, so that's going to impact three of the major intersections that are signalized, or that is signalized presently at that end of town.
I would, just to clarify, I would ask Councilor Bailey or Planning Coordinator or Theo if the town can require additional traffic control beyond what the DOT requires for a state road.
Are you talking about the intersection of Miles Strip and Buffalo Street, or the entrance to their store?
The Miles Strip, Southwestern and Orchard Park Road there.
Southwestern and Orchard Park Road?
Yeah.
The answer is no. It falls within the department of the DOT for purview, but if you're talking about the intersection immediately by their store, the town could require more a more extensive treatment, as was the case in the Regal Cinema Plaza.
I'm sorry, if I could jump in here just to clarify on Tom Ostrander's comments about the widening at Miles Strip and Orchard Park Road. From my conversations with the DOT, it's to widen the road to include a left turn only, a straight, and a right turn lane.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I said.
In addition, I'd like to clarify that we had significant correspondence with the DOT exploring the possibility of adding a right turn only lane into our site, and the conclusion of both the DOT and then this third party review was that that would not do anything to impact traffic concerns at that intersection. The only significant improvement could come from the advanced signal timing, which again the DOT and this third party reviewer concluded was not a reasonable ask for this development, and it sounds like they're already underway.
They're already underway by the DOT itself.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Since you included me in this, they've submitted a traffic study. The traffic study has been reviewed. Comments made by GPI about shortcomings in the traffic study. They fixed all of those shortcomings. It's not a town road. And so I think what we have is, it may not be perfect, but we have the best possible outcome for this project that we can hope for.
And I'd also like to add that we are doing improvements at that intersection, adding some signal heads and improving the span wire on the existing light, in addition to adding a pedestrian crossing there.
Okay, let me then
I just wanted to make one comment. We've dealt with a lot of developers, and you gentlemen have been constantly, the last three times, the most prepared of any developer, I think, that I've dealt with since I've been on this board. The nice thing is you give all the answers up front that we normally ask questions, so you save us a lot of time, and you paint a bigger umbrella picture of what's happening in it, and we sincerely appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And you can also thank your excellent planning department staff for helping prepare us.
We take him for granted. We know how good
I think your presentation was well received.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would echo the same sentiment. Definitely the way you laid everything out clearly in addressing what concerns we might have had, obviously the traffic. The only question I would have for us is, in the past, it seems like we've asked for third-party review of a certain study. Is it appropriate to ask for that with the traffic, or is that what we have?
We did.
Okay. I just didn't know if that was their traffic study or that was something that we did.
It was analyzed by a third party. The traffic study they solicited, and their firm was SRF.
Perfect.
Which we normally go to for third party, but we can't go to them.
So you're checking all the boxes.
Sure.
Thank you.
As David said, you pre-answered most of the cost. Is there a motion?
Regarding Planning Board File 5-21, I move to recommend that the Town Board approve this presented site plan and authorize a building permit to construct a 20,700 square foot commercial grocery store per the plan received on 4/14/2022 based upon the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, this is a type 1 CEQA action based on the full EAF, and a negative declaration was made on 10/14/2021. Number three, this site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses, and all lighting is to be directed downward and toward the site. Number four, no outside storage or display is permitted. Number five, an updated landscape plan received 4/14/2022 meets all green space regulations. In accordance with Section 144-44C1A2, a certified check amounting to 50% of the $30,780 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk, $15,390. Conservation Board approval was granted on 2/1/2022. Any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with Section 144-25 of the Town Code. The applicant is to provide the Town of Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by the certified commercial appraiser. Number eight, architectural overlay district approval was granted at 4/22/21. Number nine, an area variance by the Zoning Board of Appeals was granted on 7/20/21. And number 10, the engineering approval was granted on July 14, 2022.
I would second that motion.
I would add one thing on the question, and that is, though I mentioned this during the work session, I should mention this to you. Mr. Hefner, who was facing some urgent matter and unable to attend, is one of the folks who lives in the neighborhood immediately downstream across the intersection. And he asked that I convey his sense that your project is something that will that he is comfortable with your approach to water management and preventing any kind
Excellent.
With that, is there any other discussion on the question? Okay, there being none. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye as well. Those opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
I believe we have one nay, and I think Rose knows how to list that.
Those are nay, so there's no need to do a roll call vote.
Right. So, congratulations, and again, back to Shell.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one final item, and that item is Planning Board File 2018, which is the Elegant Development Company with vacant land located west of North Buffalo Road, south of Webster Road, with various rezoning requests, including hotel, patio homes, potentially a memory facility. And our business tonight is to deal with the lead agency matter.
I think, Mr. Chairman, it's a simple motion. We're well past the 30-day period for any outside agencies to express the desire to be the lead agency. There haven't been any. All the returns have been, they agree that the Orchard Park Planning Board should be the lead agency.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman. Planning Board filed 20-18, Elegant Development, vacant land, the west side of North Buffalo Road, south of Webster Road. I move that the Planning Board declare itself the lead agency for this Type 1 action for a mixed-use project based on the submitted long EAF Parts 1, 2, and 3. I move to authorize the Planning Board Chairperson to schedule any public hearings when the required documents are completed for the hearing.
And without, sorry to interrupt, but again, my explanation with that is the Planning Board doesn't do a public hearing for rezoning, but it leaves the option open without pause decking this. It leaves the option open for the chairman to call for an informational public hearing.
I'll second the motion. So the motion and second. Is there any discussion on the question? There being none, those in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. I guess we're ready to move forward, Mr. Park.
No, so my only question is, what is the timing of the next meeting? Do you think, is it the board's inclination to have an informational meeting? We'd be happy with that. But
I believe, we would have to work through the planning board here.
Okay.
We were wondering why you were sticking around, so I got to get you in a little bit.
I wanted to hear that last presentation. I just, it was really good. I like all these. So. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I have a question.
So glad everyone signs in.
Dr. Yes. Mr. Bailey. Yeah.
I've got a question for you. So on the agenda, they call it all.
And when I talked to the department, I was wondering if there is something that public records. Mr. Murray, are you looking for a view to be resolved by a comment?
Yeah, so.
You're welcome. I didn't turn it off.
Oh, okay.